Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, coming to you live here with the 8 a.m. update on Hurricane Matthew. And I'm joined with Dr. Pablo Santos, who is the meteorologist in charge here at the local National Weather Service Forecast Office serving Miami and South Florida. And we're going to get into the hazards that South Florida is facing here in a moment. But first, the particulars on the storm with our 8 a.m. Intermediate advisory still moving to the northwest at about 12 miles per hour, maximum sustained winds at 125 miles per hour. This is a Category 3, a major hurricane. Air Force reconnaissance aircraft is inside Matthew right now. We do see the pressure coming down, and we're looking through the data very carefully for the 11 a.m. advisory to see if the winds have come up. And if they've come up significantly at any point, we can update on the spot. So the overall sense of the track forecast still the same. We'll update this at 11 a.m. with a new track and intensity forecast and maybe any updates to the watches and warnings. The Bahamas certainly being significantly impacted right now, Andros Island, Nassau very nearby. And then we're going to have the core of a major hurricane approaching southeast Florida tonight. But Pablo, the winds are going to start arriving. The squalls are going to start arriving midday into the afternoon. So let's talk about the hazards for South Florida and the timing.
Yeah, right now the main concern for South Florida continues to be the threat of major hurricane force wind, particularly across portions of Palm Beach County, as you can see in purple. We're talking there widespread to potentially locally devastating impacts across those portions of the counties. The current forecast keeps the eye work just offshore Palm Beach. It doesn't take much to deviate to the west to bring those conditions right over Palm Beach County. We also still have the concern for hurricane force wind across the remainder of Palm Beach County, as well as Broward County. As you can see, areas in red right here on this map. That cannot be discounted. Now is the time to complete your preparation. You should have no more time to wait. You should be all done before noon. The secondary concern is life-threatening storm surge along the immediate coastline of Palm Beach County. We're talking right at the beachfront. Those areas there, if you are in mandatory evacuation orders, you should be complying. You should not be putting your life at risk by, playing the forecast. You really need to be taking action now. Third concern is the threat of flooding rain. There is a flash flood in effect right now for Palm Beach County. That's the area of main concern at this time.
And one thing we've been telling folks is, in this storm and in past storms, if you are in a storm surge area and you're told to evacuate, get out of that area. Yeah. Don't vertically evacuate in a high rise, for example, because if you go 20, 25 yeah. stories up, you're just buying yourself another category stronger on the wind scale for something that could be Category 4.
Exactly. There is a concern for Category 3, even 4, right across coastal section of Palm Beach County. You go up, you just buying yourself another category. Absolutely.
Right. And even if the center of circulation doesn't come ashore, we could have the hurricane force winds, the flooding rains, the storm surge occur anyway. So don't hope that the center just misses you offshore and that takes you off the hook. That's not the case.
No, that is putting your life at risk needlessly. Now, as far as the timing, let's talk about timing. The main concern for the worst winds is overnight tonight, late this evening, late tonight into the early morning hours across portions of Broward and Palm Beach counties. But conditions will begin to deteriorate, like Rick said earlier, from the southeast portions of the southeast Florida coast, northward, early to mid-afternoon, improving by tomorrow morning.
And then, of course, the conditions will go downhill northward throughout Florida overnight tonight, arriving in central Florida, then going tomorrow, arriving in Georgia. So hurricane watches and warnings all the way up into South Carolina. Updates from the National Hurricane Center continuing. Stay tuned.